Tens of thousands of people march on Washington, D.C. on Monday to mark this weekend's anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, which legalized abortion in the United States. Marches have been held every year since then and have grown from a participation of 20,000 people to an estimated 200,000 in recent years, many of them under 25 years of age. Joseph Meany, Director of International Coordination at Human Life International, says polls show the vast majority of Americans are against abortion on demand.
Well, certainly in the United States, there is a tremendous move among the general population to change the abortion laws, and specifically to change the United States Supreme Court. And over the years, new pro-life justices have been added to the court to where there's almost a pro-life majority on the U.S. Supreme Court. But the law in itself and the court in itself have not changed their position. So there's a lot of frustration in the United States that the will of the majority of the people is not being respected. The majority of Americans consider themselves to be pro-life, consider that abortion should not be allowed in the vast majority of circumstances. So what we're really seeing is kind of an attack against democracy, abortion being imposed on the United States against the will of the people.
Joe, you say the vast majority of Americans do not want abortion, and yet the so-called pro-choice movement, those who say that it is a right, seem to be the most vociferous. How does that happen?
Well, one of the things that is very clear is that in the media itself, among journalists, the vast majority are in favor of abortion on demand. And feminism has a great deal of influence. It is remarkable to see. I mean, when the March for Life happens every year in Washington, D.C., there are literally over 100,000 people, most of them very young people out there. And this happens every year for over 30 years now, and yet it barely gets covered in the media. And generally speaking, pro-life news is very rarely covered well. So one can get an impression from the media that a majority of people are in favor of abortion, but polling data is very clear that the majority of Americans, and particularly the majority of young Americans, are against abortion on demand, in fact, against 99% of abortions.
It's very, very encouraging to see such a growing awareness, particularly among younger generations, of the pain and trauma that abortion causes. Joe, how do we reach out to those people who are still out there and who would still, while perhaps not necessarily support abortion, would be quite weak in opposing it? What do we need to do to try and make them understand?
Right. I mean, one thing that needs to be really emphasized, and one thing that many people don't realize, is the vast scale of the slaughter. I mean, there are an estimated over 2 billion human beings who have died through abortion in the last 40 years alone. It's on a monumental scale. And the devastation that it causes on a psychological level, on a medical level for the mothers who have abortions is also something that is not really told. That story is being hidden, both the psychological trauma and even the physical trauma. Occasionally, stories do pop up, you know, of individuals who have been exploited and killed through abortion. But generally speaking, that story is not told. And basically, the other fact is that the women don't want abortion. The remarkable aspect of things is if you poll women who've had abortions, the vast majority, 75%, will say, I did not want that abortion. I felt forced to have it. I felt that I had no other choice. So I think a lot of people think that abortion happens because women want to have the abortions. It's not the case. And the more we get that message out, that abortion is a failure, particularly of society to help women, then I think opinion will change because people will realize that abortion is not something that is a right, but rather is something that is a form of oppression, a form of violence.
A lot of the time in Western countries, such as the United States or, you know, a lot of European nations where abortion is legal, a lot of the instances of abortion are among very young girls and very young women. What are governments, what is the state, what is society failing to do for these young girls and young women who feel that they have no other choice in countries where, you know, poverty is not an issue in general?
Right. I mean, one of the issues that needs to be addressed is sexual predators. When one interviews young women in their teens who are pregnant and asks them the age of the father of that child, almost invariably it's an 20-year-old, 30-year-old, someone who's much older who's abusing a younger girl. We find a lot of cases of incest occur with stepfathers or boyfriends of the mothers who abuse, you know, teenage daughters of their girlfriends. So all these different cases are not really addressed by society in the way that they should be. And also, in the context of the schools, what one frequently sees in these school-based clinics in the United States and other countries is that young ladies are told that being sexually active is not a problem, only becoming pregnant is a problem. Well, of course, the sexual dependency and sexual promiscuity leads directly to abortion and leads directly to these problem pregnancies. So one needs to have a different attitude towards helping young schoolgirls as well, and not giving them contraceptives and sort of sex education that says that sex is okay with anybody as long as it's mutually consensual, but rather that sexuality is something to be preserved for marriage. Even society has to say that's the best possible scenario.
My final question, Joseph, is an issue that has been brought up very recently with a case in the United States, and that is the regulation of these so-called abortion clinics. Because, as you said, there is legislation that has basically legalized on-demand abortion right across the state since the Roe versus Wade decision. But has regulation of how these clinics run, you know, developed in at the same pace as legislation? Because there seems to be a huge discrepancy here.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing public health scandal in the United States that abortion is the largest unregulated industry, unregulated medical practice of any kind in the United States. I mean, the only thing that comes close to that is the in vitro fertilization industry, the fertility clinics, that also pretty much operate without any form of regulation. But what one sees happening is individuals exploiting women who are desperate to have abortions for money. And they do it as cheaply as possible in clinics that don't have the necessary reanimation equipment if something goes wrong. Butchers out there, and every once in a while, like the Dr. Goslin, who was just discovered in Philadelphia, come to light. But many of these people go on for years and years and years performing abortions in unsanitary conditions. I mean, they claimed that they were going to legalize abortion to make it safe and legal. What they made it was legal, certainly not safe. And what one sees in the United States is individuals who are not even medical doctors performing abortions in publicly advertised clinics that are below medical standards. And when pro-lifers try to at least pass laws that say that an abortion center has to have at least the minimum standard of care of an emergency room or ambulatory clinic, then the anti-lifers, those who are in favor of legalized abortion, said this is putting barriers or obstacles to the right to abortion, and they protest any kind of just basic health requirements. And it truly is a scandal.
And yet those very pro-choicers or anti-pro-lifers are the ones who claimed that legislation to legalize abortion was necessary to get rid of such clinics.
Absolutely. Now, it is truly scandalous to see that the movement that claims to be in favor of abortion, legalized abortion, calls itself pro-choice. The women who have abortions say they have no choices. Those who are in favor of helping defend the lives of women who could be killed having these abortions are, you know, the ones who are labeled as being, you know, radicals, and those who are in favor of no regulation whatsoever on abortion, even for minimum health standards, are the ones who claim to be on the side of women. It is quite contradictory.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.